بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So although the land of Sham is understood to be a very very huge area which includes many places, even Masjid al-Aqsa, but when you will go there you will see that the people of Syria, they will say, and in the books also of the past, they used to say, وَتُسَمَّ الشَّامُ سُورِيَّ, that another name of the world of Sham is Syria. Qab Ahbar was a famous scholar of the Torah. He accepted Islam. Many a time they would ask him regarding things he would read about in the previous books. So he also would mention that in the Torah it is mentioned that Allah has placed a lot of barakah in the main land of the Romans for those that are ready to fight for the land. Barakallah lil mujahideen fi sulbani ardi Rum. Now explaining what was that land of the people of the Romans in which Allah put so much of barakah. He said, كَمَا بَارَكَ لَهُمْ فِي شَعِيرِ سُورِيَّ. Just like how in the grain of Syria, Allah put so much of barakah, He put so much of barakah for those that will fight for the deen of Allah in that same land. So it means at that time also in the Torah, the word Syria was there already. So although Sham is the entire area on a big scale, but Syria is the main Sham. Syria is the main Sham. Why they call it Sham? Some people say it comes from the word left. So they say that if you look at the Kaaba, then left of the Kaaba will get Sham, and what is right of the Kaaba will come to Yemen. Some say when Nabi Nuh alayhi salam came out of the boat, then there were some who went towards the right of the Kaaba, and they were called the people of Yemen. And there were some who went to the left of the Kaaba, and that place was called Sham. Some say that Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's son, his name was Sam. Sam. But the word Sam means death. So the people who were living in that land never wanted to call it Sam. So they changed that sin into a sheen. And that's why they said it as Sham. So either it comes from Nuh alayhi salam's son, because Sam, from the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam, one was Yafith, and from him came out what we call the entire European world, Russia, China, Japan, Britain, France, Germany, all came from Yafith. And then Sam, he is known as the father of the Arabs. His land was Sham. So Sam, but they never want to call the place Sam because Sam means death. So they changed it to Sham. So that was his land. And the last land was Ham. Ham went to settle in Egypt. So his progeny would settle down of Egypt, what we will call Africa. Indians are also known as the people of Ham. Seems they moved that side also to Pakistan, Afghanistan, many of the people of Ham. So the first lesson that we have done today is, why is Sham called Sham? And the place that we are going to, Syria, why all the fadail that will be mentioned of Sham, first it refers to this place. Because in the previous books, they understood Suriya, it was not a name that came later on. Even in the previous times, the word Suriya was there. And because Damascus is mentioned particularly in the words of the Ahadith, that is where we will be going. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.